herself not half an hour before. And then... Mrs. Mari Grant, 6 High Road Drum, Invernessshire. Deeply regret to inform that your husband, Captain Angus D. Grant, Seaforth Highlanders, 4th Battalion, 179994, is missing, presumed killed on war service, January 1st, 1942. Letter with details to follow. She took in only 3 things. Angus, killed, the date, and they were enough.
I'm sorry, Mari, Willie said in a near whisper. Especially so soon after.
His voice trailed off. He blinked, and his eyes drifted down, pausing briefly on her belly, before coming to rest again on his hands. She could not reply. She closed the door quietly, walked past the hushed locals, and into the kitchen. There she leaned against the wall, clutching her empty womb with one hand and the piece of paper that had brought Angus's death in the other. For it did seem as though it was the paper that brought his death, rather than simply the news of it. He had been dead for more than 6 weeks, and she hadn't known. In the time between the arrival of the telegram and the return of the headstone with Angus's name on it, Mari had begun to blame Willie. Why had he chosen to hand her the telegram? She had seen his hesitation. He would have been complicit in what, at worst, would have been a lie of